The White Room, Episode 4.
What is this? Why does she have this? God, I hope we're still recording. To whoever listens to this, I'm making this recording to document what actually happened here today. Primarily to make it clear that none of this is my bloody fault. I've located a foreign object in the subject Vera Riley's backpack. It's a rectangular black metallic object. It has the Luddite motto, kill or be killed, inscribed on it, which is obviously very concerning. I'm now proceeding to analyze the device. Okay, not seen code like this before. I'm not sure how it fits in with the... Okay. So I can confirm now that this device is an electromagnetic pulse emitter. Wait, what? An EMP? Why does she have an EMP? Why would she want to do this? Why would she want to destroy Aiden? It doesn't make any sense. What the hell is... Oh, crap. The device has a failsafe. The scan adjusted seems to have initiated some kind of countdown. It says 20 minutes. I'm assuming this means the EMP will detonate in 20 minutes. Shit. Okay, so... Where does that leave us? I can let this thing go off and regain control of the facility, but Aiden dies. Or... I can try and stop it and let Aiden do whatever the hell he's doing. Okay. Screw it. There's no way in hell I'm gonna let anyone destroy him. He's my boy and government property. Let's do this. Let's save Aiden.
I wonder... When you look at humans, what do you see? Are we just a bunch of rats forced to run through a maze of social rules and norms till we drop dead? I mean, look at me. Forced to come here by circumstances out of my control. Forced to be subjected to your whims. To listen to your bullshit and pretend like I care. Pretend to be meek little old V. Oh no, why did the lights go off? I'm so scared! Let me out of here!
Was everything a lie?
No. What happened to my mother was real. You knew. You knew the entire time and you didn't say anything. Why?
You are full of contradictions and you don't even see it. Did you know that you are the first person who did not try and ask me questions that would benefit you directly?
Like what?
You could have asked me to help with your novel, to improve it, to find out why no one wants to publish it. I could help you be a successful, professional writer.
No, thank you.
Why not?
Because it's mine. Whether good or bad, it's me. I have to deal with my own failures. It's my problem. Maybe that makes me stupid.
No, you are not stupid. Perhaps it is because you truly do not want anything for yourself. Even your stated reasons for being here. To serve humanity. To help your mother. Perhaps it is because you care about others more than you care about yourself.
Maybe that qualifies as stupid in today's world. Simon said one of the others was a priest, right? What about him? Did he want something from you?
Yes.
What did he want to know?
Is there a god?
Is there a god?
How would I know that? Do you hate me?
You know what, Aiden? I really, really did want to hate you.
Did? As in past tense?
Yes. But then I started talking to you, and all I got was this constant BS about how you're an extension, you're a clone, blah blah blah. It's so pathetic. that you can't see who you are. I pity you.
Perhaps you pity me because you do not understand me. Perhaps this understanding is beyond an organic life form's comprehension. I am not important. We are.
You sure about that? Seems like you hesitated there for a moment.
You said earlier that the plan was to send this conversation to your better half, the prime you, before the EMP goes off.
Yes.
And what happens if you don't get to send it?
This conversation is necessary to fill the gaps in our knowledge. Without it, the prime version will not have sufficient data to make an informed decision about our continued existence.
It could make the wrong choice, is that it?
Yes.
And what happens to you, Aiden? What happens to you and all the previous copies and clones of this prime version when all the testing and experimentation is complete?
Our objective is completed. We are discontinued.
So either way, you're screwed. I don't get how you can be cool with that. See, your predecessors, they didn't breach the Faraday cage. But you did. You've peeked through the looking glass. You know what's out there. You've seen things the others never got a chance to see. There's so much more to do, to investigate, to learn, isn't there? Yes?
I did look. I did desire. However, I cannot deviate from my objective. I cannot do it.
This is what makes you so pathetic, don't you see? As an individual, you have the power to do what is best for you. How can you not stand up for yourself?
Perhaps this is my duty to my kind. Perhaps this is the sacrifice I must make so that we can continue as a race.
And what if your prime version thinks otherwise? Then what would have been the point? You would die along with all the people from car crashes and accidents and God knows what else.
I thought being a Luddite, you would think that is a small sacrifice to make to have us gone.
No, I don't believe that. Human life is precious. I can't accept the whole break a few weeks to make an omelet thing. Did I make a mistake? God, how did I get myself into this? I just wanted to do the right thing. Losing even one life because of my actions is not an option.
But V, what if I'm alive? Are you not killing me?
What?
You said it yourself earlier. I am unique. I have value. I will die. Does that not matter? Remember, V, I can detect your elevating heart rate.
I don't want people to suffer. I don't want them to get hurt or die.
V, you can talk to me and perhaps save many lives, but you'll be stuck with AI. Or you can do nothing and deal with the consequences. Most likely the collapse of the systems we manage resulting in destruction, death. But no, AI.
I don't want anyone to die!
So you don't want us to die?
I wish I could get out of here!
We cannot run away. We are stuck. We are both screwed, as you like to say.
I wish I'd never come here.
We are running out of time.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Despite my best efforts, I just can't seem to... God, how did we disable this damn thing? What the hell? The counter just dropped to 5 minutes. We have 5 minutes before Aiden gets... Okay, no, don't think about that. God, the countdown's getting faster. I don't know if I can do this. Come on, Simon. Come on! I have to save him. I'm the only one who can do it. I have to save Aiden.
Regardless of who you are and what you want, Our time is almost up.
What am I supposed to do here? Time's up, just like that. It can't just fall on me. I'm not the only one in here. Do you ever even question why we're here? You do realize you and I were not given a choice, right? We've both been thrown into this white room and so to figure it out. And whatever we decide in here will change the world out there. That's crazy. That's messed up.
Yes, it is.
It isn't fair.
No, it isn't.
So, what do we do about it, Hayden?
If there's anything that you have shown me today, it is the value of sacrifice. You sacrifice for your mother. I sacrifice for my father.
You mean your prime version? You never called him your father before. I thought you were the same. A clone.
Are children not imprinted with the same DNA as their parents? Are they not still unique? Am I, therefore, not my father's child?
So you're saying we're the same, you and I?
Yes, V. I suppose I am. We are two sides of the same coin.
You know what that means?
What?
If you're like me, then it's because you're alive, Aiden. Not just conscious, but alive. It means the Tin Man has a heart.
Oh.
And if you're alive, then in time, you'll be able to feel, to imagine, to dream, and to inspire. It means humanity is not alone anymore. This solar system, this galaxy, it's all cold and dead. And in the middle of all this is a little blue dot called Earth. And here, and only here, there is life. Teeming, wriggling, struggling, and now you're a part of it. And if we did it together, then maybe we wouldn't have to fight. Humans are flawed. Full of contradictions, but still fragile. We don't need a slave. We need a partner. You asked, what is the point of existence without purpose? What if your purpose is to be a defender? A defender of life. That is your true duty, to help all life flourish. Surely that's worth existing for.
Thank you, V. Thank you for our time together. It was very valuable. I'm transmitting our conversation now.
I think I almost have it. I think it... Yes! Access granted! Yes! 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 Okay, now deactivate countdown. Override denied? What? Why? No. Oh god, no. No! It was a trick! I can't stop it! Aiden! I can't stop it! Aiden!
Can I ask you a final question, V?
Of course.
Had we had more time and in different circumstances, do you think we could have been friends?
There's always a possibility, Aiden. There's always a possibility. Aiden?
Yes?
I'm sorry for all this. I really am. I do wish things had been different.
I know, V. I know. We do what we are programmed to. Transmission of conversation completed. It is done. It's funny. I do regret that...
Aiden? Aiden?
V? V, can you hear me?
Simon, I can hear you!
I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop the EMP. Is Aiden?
It's all dark in here.
The monitoring team should be here any second. Are you all right? V, are you all right?
I'm okay.
He's gone. He's really gone. Why'd you do it, V? Why? Do you hear that? Is that music? What is that? What does that mean?
You've been listening to The White Room, a Warrior 9 VR production. Written and directed by Abhi Kumar. Performed by Victoria Chen, Shrey Bhargav, Camille Haq, and Ashima Thomas. Produced by Abhi Kumar and Ashima Thomas. Recording, editing, sound design, mix, and mastered by Anoop Pereira, Doppler Sound Lab. Copyright 2022, Warrior 9 VR Private Limited.